The Countryside Podcasts with Chris Skinner.
It's another podcast morning, a very fine one as well, here on High Ash Farm, just south of Norwich. And Chris Skinner is waiting patiently for me here as I walk up the hill. Beautiful morning, Chris, and you've had a bit of rain as well.
Yes, 3 mil to start with, then 6, then 4, and then some more showers. So it's just beginning to build up, and there's that lovely smell first thing in the morning of damp soil, which I've missed for weeks and weeks and weeks. We've had less than 50% of the average summer rainfall here at High Ash Farm. We're still pretty much drought stricken, actually, although we're on one of the pastures here this morning, quite close to the Roman capital of Eastern Britain, Ventor Iseniorum, just on the other side of the road over there. This is quite a large field. It's called Harry's Field. We think it comes from the Anglo-Saxon word of Hara, which would be this hillside, favourite for hares. That's the old scientific or Saxon name for hares is Hara, literally meaning to jump, hence the Harrier jump jet, if you remember years ago. So it's a special field, and this morning, believe it or not, we're just in September, we're starting a new season, autumn. So set my mind going, and what a way to celebrate it, because very few plants have autumn in their name, both their common name and their scientific name. And this is called autumn hawkbit. All around us, it's the kind of autumn equivalent of your dandelions in the spring, if you like.
Oh, we'll be talking about these yellow flowers
here.
Yes,
down here. Let's get down on hands and knees, as I usually do.
People could mistake these for the flowers that come out earlier in the year.
Yes, the dandelions. It's a kind of slightly miniature dandelion. There's another close relation to this plant called rough hawkbit. But you can distinguish between the two because autumn hawkbit, Leontodona autumnalis is the scientific name. Autumn hawkbit has these little leaves, and to be honest, they look exactly like dandelion leaves, but they're deeply serrated, almost up to the midriff, whereas the rough hawkbit, the leaves don't have these very deep indentations. So for certain, this is autumn hawkbit. Hawkbite is another one that you can actually call it if you wanted, because centuries ago, we think in the autumn on old pastures there'd be a lot of small rodents, and hawks would come down in these amongst these plants in flower at this time of the year, and it was thought the hawks weren't after the small rodents, they were actually after eating this plant. Because of the deep serrations on the leaves, it was thought it was caused by hawks biting the plant, and to improve eyesight, would you believe? So autumn hawkbit, the name kind of stuck.
Any hawk worth his salt would rather have a little field mice.
Absolutely, they're sort of strictly carnivorous. They will eat beetles as well, but definitely not plants. So it's a bit of a misnomer. But later on, this plant was discovered to have lots of antioxidants in the leaves. And would you believe, essential constituent vitamin C in there as well, quite high levels at this time of the year, which is a little bit unusual. And it's essential ingredients for good eyesight. So it was used medicinally for just treating eye problems as well, and comes out. It is beautiful though. It's, as I said, it's rather like a miniature dandelion flower, only about an inch across, about 25 millimetres across, lots of little ray florets.
It's all out this morning on this pasture here, isn't it?
Yes, and it closes up at night. You have these quite tight buds. There's some here which haven't quite opened this morning yet. Lots there, look, to actually open up. And by sort of mid to late morning, about half past 10, between half past 10 and 12. This is bright yellow, kind of almost dazzling yellow. This pasture's not sprayed. It's close grazed by the horses. You can see where all the grasses around these plants have been nibbled down. It's almost lawn height and partly caused by the drought. But it's a really lovely time of year. We're in September. I kind of call it a changeling month because plants, trees start to make rapid adjustments now. Summer, the sort of bounteous summer, is getting towards behind us, and you kind of gently go into autumn at this time of the year. But then changes, quite big ones, happen later on in the month. September the 23rd is the autumnal equinox, when you've got equal hours of daylight and night time as well, so 12 of each. Then after that, you start to notice the changes quite dramatically, particularly starting up in Scotland. You can have a vigorous northwesterly. Sometimes the winds will come down from the colder polar region, and you get a real taste of winter and snow on the top of the fells and the mountains up there. And so it starts to, you have these dramatic changes, and whereas trees have all got green on their leaves, the sunlight and enough moisture in the soil can sustain chlorophyll production, whereas that now drops away quite rapidly. And you'll start to see, I'm looking across at some Norway maples over there, the first ones have got tinges of pink and red, so already chlorophyll production is starting to reduce now, and that then starts to introduce those flamboyant colours, which we'll celebrate in future podcasts, when you get the reds, the oranges, and there's different smells as well. And of course the leaves then drop off the plants that we visited on last week's podcast, like the hawthorn, for instance, and then you have that fantastic display of the bright red berries too, which I love.
You can feel autumn in the air though, can't you? And I know Rat, who's just having a little sunbathe there.
Yes.
Rat was really enjoying having a sniff into the breeze, wasn't
yes
he?
And that's the thing at this time of the year, the sun has still got quite considerable strength to it. I've got my back to the sun, just got my short sleeve shirt on this morning, and I can feel the warmth. So, but each day the sun is a little bit lower, quite perceptibly now, and evenings are arriving earlier. That means the nocturnal species on the farm, we've got a lovely badger set, it's kind of heyday for them. And of course the bat species, which I hope to visit in future podcasts, the nocturnal animals that have been struggling a bit over the summer with the long hours of daylight and consequently short hours of darkness to hunt in, this is their bonanza time really. But I thought we'd celebrate autumn with a sight like this. Autumn hawkbit galore over this field. It's right by Norwich to Stokely Crossroad, and it's a glorious yellow sight here. It just gladdens the heart. And so in future podcasts over the next few weeks, we'll be exploring autumn and celebrating the colours and what to look out for, and also just ability to walk out in the countryside. And at High Ash we specialise in that. There's a lovely group of walkers going quite close to us there. There's five of them briskly walking along, probably talking so much they're missing all the lovely treats you can get with the wildlife. But
that's very brisk, isn't it? That pace they're setting there puts me in mind of the Happy Wanderer.
Yeah. I could burst into song, but best not. We value our listeners.